This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is scheduled to speak tonight at the Democrats' virtual convention as the Democratic Party kicks off 4 days of festivities leading up to the official nomination of Joe Biden as the Democrats' presidential candidate on Thursday. Mrs. Obama is expected to praise the former vice president for his empathy, noting that he's lost his first wife and two of his children during his long career in public service. She's also expected to emphasize the former vice president's trust in science, in contrast to President Trump's reliance on personal instinct to make policy decisions. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is visiting the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin Monday to deliver his own campaign speeches ahead of the Republicans' virtual convention next week. Biden and Trump square off on November 3rd in the presidential election, although many voters are expected to cast their ballots by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump said Monday he wants to speed up U.S. mail delivery. Even as opposition Democrats are planning to vote this week to curb changes at the Postal Service, the Democrats say the changes would inhibit the processing of an unexpected sharp increase in mailed-in ballots in November's national presidential election. Mr. Trump said last week he opposes $28 billion in new funding for the Postal Agency, part of it to pay for the collection and processing of the expected onslaught of millions of mailed-in ballots from voters who don't want to go to polling places during the pandemic. For months, Mr. Trump has claimed without evidence that states mailing out ballots to voters will lead to election fraud and a rigged vote against him. And Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch on Monday said more than a dozen U.S. states are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts to the Postal Service. VOA News. Health workers responding to an Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo ended their three-day strike over unpaid wages today. That's according to the World Health Organization and local authorities. The Ebola virus in Western Congo has spread steadily into remote villages across Equator Province since the first case was identified on June the 1st. It has infected 88 people and killed 36. In June, Congo celebrated the end of a separate Ebola outbreak in the east of the country. It was the second worst on record, which killed more than 2,200 people over 2 years. Congo's health system has been crippled by decades of mismanagement, underfunding, and war. Some health workers responding to the coronavirus outbreak cut back their services in July to protest over unpaid bonuses. A U.S. military patrol returned fire at a checkpoint manned by pro-Syrian regime forces in northeast Syria, reportedly killing one soldier and wounding two others. That's according to the Syrian state news agency Sana. Sana alleged that U.S. warplanes carried out an airstrike on the checkpoint, but the coalition confirmed it did not conduct any airstrike. The coalition also said no casualties occurred on its side. A coalition military official told VOA that Monday's patrol was a regularly scheduled mission in the area to ensure freedom of movement and verify the location of checkpoints in eastern Syria. The death toll from Sunday's attack and subsequent hours-long siege at a beachfront hotel in Somalia has risen to at least 15. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for that attack. Officials and witnesses told VOA Somali Service that just before 6 p.m. on Sunday, a suicide car bomb exploded outside the elite hotel at Mogadishu's popular Lido Beach, and moments later, four armed gunmen stormed the hotel. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Information said all four of the attackers who stormed the hotel were shot dead. Troops rescued more than 200 people from the hotel, including the owner. At least 18 people were injured in the incident. A former CIA officer has been arrested and charged with spying for China, according to the U.S. Justice Department. The department said in a statement that Alexander Yuk-Ching Ma was arrested on Friday and charged with conspiring with a relative, another former CIA officer, to communicate classified information to Chinese intelligence officials. The criminal complaint was unsealed on Monday. Ma is suspected of sharing information with Chinese spies over the course of a decade, starting in 2001. He and his relative are alleged to have shared classified defense information with the Chinese while he served as a contract worker for the FBI. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News. And more.